Welcome to a special Christmas edition of Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. Today, Andrew will take you behind the scenes and let you meet some of the people who help send this nearly too good to be true news around the world. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to a special edition of our Gospel Truth broadcast. Today is our Christmas Eve broadcast, and so we're going to depart from our regular program where I've been teaching on In God We Trust. And on Christmas Eve and then Christmas Day, our offices, of course, are closed for our employees. And so we aren't going to have any of our phone center open. Nobody's going to be here putting out materials and doing things. So what I wanted to do is to just introduce you to our Andrew Womack Ministries family. You know, at Christmas time, we spend a lot of time, of course, celebrating the Lord. But to me, I celebrate the birth of Jesus every single day of my life. So Christmas isn't special in the sense that I focus on the Lord more than normal, because I do that every single day of my life. Hopefully you do too. But there are some things about Christmas that I really enjoy, and that is getting the family together. You know, you spend more time with family than you typically do. Lots of times at Christmas, people will send out these letters and they'll update you on their family and tell you what's going on and what's happened with the kids and, you know, if there's been any changes in things. And so it's a way of getting reacquainted. Relationships are really an important part of the Christmas time celebration. So what I want to do today and tomorrow is a special edition of our Gospel Truth broadcast, and I would like to go around and take you, our television audience, around and introduce you to some of the people that we now have working for us. You know, the ministry has grown to where we have over 200 employees, about 160-something, I think, here in the U.S., 40 that are in the U.K., and it just takes a large family of people to minister to all of those that, who are being blessed through this program, writing in, calling, and getting the materials. And many times you just see me sitting here and you don't realize that there's hundreds of people that make this come to pass. And God really has given us, I believe, one of the best staffs of any ministry that I'm aware of. We have just quality people that are working with us. And I think it would bless you to see what's involved in bringing this ministry to you. And this is just our way of being acquainted with you, getting to know you, or maybe you getting to know us a little bit better. And I think it'll be a blessing to you. So we're going to take a camera, a portable camera, and we're going to go around and introduce you and show you some of the things that go on behind the scenes. Let me just say that the very first person that we need to talk about is John Baker, who's on the other side of this camera right now. And John has been probably, I think he's our oldest employee. John's been with me for, I think, 22 years. And he was just a young boy when he came to work for us. And we really appreciate him. And we're going to go around and maybe not introduce you to every single person in the ministry. We haven't got time to do that, but I'm going to show you our department heads and give you some introduction about things that go on behind the scene. And I think this will bless you.
So now let me just get up off of the set and take you over and start introducing you to some of our staff. First of all, let me introduce you to Stephen Bransford. And Stephen, you've been with us from the beginning. You're the one that helped get our TV department going.
Well, it was 1999, and we started television. You had never been on before, and I had done work for other ministries. And when I met you and realized you had a teaching gift, one of the great insights I had at the beginning was you only needed one camera.
Yes, I remember that, and I debated that and said, no, we need a three-camera shoot. But you came up with a totally different philosophy that has proved to be just exactly right.
Well, you know what they say, necessity is the mother of invention. You had a budget, if you recall. A tiny little budget, and it really helped to only buy one camera. And in the beginning, we have 20 employees now in this television department. In the beginning, it was just me for 6 months, and then it was John. John joined me here, and when John came on board, he helped us do the European version of the program, and it's just been rolling across the world. So,
and I tell you, you've done a phenomenal job. I get compliments all of the time about they don't like all of the graphics that some shows do and stuff. It's really distracting. And ours is just, I mean, to the point, we're preaching within, what, just seconds of the beginning of the program.
You know, Andrew, that's what the Lord really revealed to me about your ministry. Two cameras would have been a distraction. That what you're teaching and the gift and the message that you have for presenting it, people are receiving it very well the way we're doing it. And so that's how we got it launched. And we just came back from a tour in Europe, and I think there were, I counted something like 40 to 50 different nations that we, people from different nations that we met on that trip, whose lives have been greatly impacted by this message the same way they are here in the U.S.
And the guy preaches grace, the power of God by grace, not by works. I mean, this thing is just something. And holiness is a byproduct, not a root. And most of the programs on TV, no matter how good they are, they teach work. It's subtle, but there's work in there. Andrew has removed all the work thing. It's just grace.
And for me, that makes this much more than a job.
It's awesome. Well, I tell you what, we've only got a short time, so let's walk around and have you just maybe talk some about the ministry here, the television side of it, and give our viewers an idea of what's going on in here.
This is where the program is brought into our hard drives. And this was made possible by our partners just 2 years ago, I believe. They helped us improve our equipment situation so that we actually are able to produce the program now without going to tape on all of our main segments. Let's go into the next area here where we do post-production. This is one of our edit suites here. We have four editors who are working on programs constantly. And you'll see here, we're working on an episode of The War is Over. Now we walk through this little room here where the nerve center is. Behind me here is the 8-terabyte storage system that stores weeks and weeks of material that you're teaching. And this makes it possible for each one of these stations to pick up from here and put it together. And
nice.
It's been
That's
a huge tool.
First time I've seen that.
Yeah. Sounds like a Mack truck in there, doesn't it? In this room, we have three Final Cut suites. Over here, we are having graphics done by David Larson. He's working on Hardness of Heart there. You might go in and take a look at what's coming down the road after the first of the year, the graphics for Hardness of Heart. And over here, we're working on the Uganda special on these stations. These things will be coming into the program.
Kasese sits in the western tip of Uganda and at the foothills of the Rwenzori Mountains. And these people that live on the sides of these mountains, and they farm and they live and they do everything on these mountainsides. So I thought, you know, when Andrew comes this year, I'm taking him up the mountain because there's nothing like it. So we took a trek an hour and a half up the mountain on these little narrow paths. And, you know, it's amazing because the people there just move up and down very quickly. The children, you know, barefooted. And
I'm going to let her carry me next.
And we took food with us and gave out beans and sugar and soap. And we prayed for people all the way up the mountain.
And I know that you love me. In Jesus' name, be healed.
You know, that was really special. Some of those people have really never seen a white person.
Hallelujah. Amen.
I better let you get on to another department here, Andrew.
All right, but I tell you, our television department is just doing a great job, and they are working a lot of overtime and stuff, and we're maxing out everything we've got. It's a very efficient operation. Thanks, Stephen. We appreciate all of it. All right, and so let's go on to our phone center. And, of course, many of you who watch the program are going to recognize some of these names, possibly, if you've called in. But first of all, this is Bonnie. She's one of our supervisors. And Bonnie, how long have you been with the ministry?
Almost 5 years.
And you started out as a student in our Bible college, you and your husband.
That's right.
And I tell you, this is just a tremendous deal. First, let me go in here and show you. This is where we do our training for our prayer ministers. And I've had some people come and be one of our prayer ministers. And they've told me that they've answered phones for other ministries and have had as many as 20 years experience answering phone. And they've got more information and more training in just a short period of time here than they ever had in 20 years. And I tell you, I get comments all of the time. You guys are doing a wonderful job training the staff. And I tell you, this is where a tremendous amount of the ministry gets done. And I really appreciate all that you do to help us reach out to people. I know that there's a lot of people watching you right now who are saying thanks because of all of the training that you've done for people. God bless you. So let's go out and let's meet Paul Stewart. He's the director of our whole phone center. This is Paul Stewart, and you've been with the ministry how long?
5 years.
5 years. Yep. And you've been running our phone center. What was our stats for our latest month?
October calls set a new record, and we're looking at 26,000 for the month.
Wow, the previous record was just under 22,000, so we blew that one away.
We sure did. So
the phone center here, it's just amazing. I get so many compliments on you guys. People say that the people here are led by the Lord. They minister to people. They love them, and I just get compliments on you all of the time.
Well, that's what we want. So we're wanting to represent the Lord and represent the ministry.
So let's walk out here and show the people our phone center. Our partners helped us build this just recently. And we have a facility here that, of course, can be expanded, and we can accommodate, what, over 100 people or something like that?
We can accommodate up to 140 agents.
And I tell you what, it is awesome. This is where most of the ministry gets done. I mean, we, like Paul was saying, had 26,000 calls. Do you know how many of those were like ministry things where we were ministering to people versus people just requesting materials?
Approximately 60% of the calls will be ministry. So I don't have the total number, but 60% of the 26,000.
And I tell you, we have people's lives being changed. I've heard testimonies of there's been people raised from the dead. They had somebody call in, and we prayed with them, and this one lady's husband was raised from the dead. There's a lot of suicide calls, a lot of ministry that go on. Of course, every one of our prayer ministers are doing a fantastic job. So if you call in to our program, you can not only get the materials, but also you've got people that will minister to you, help you. And I tell you, these people love God and love you, and it would be a tremendous blessing for you to participate. Amen. So thanks to all of you. We appreciate you. God bless you. And this is a little cafe that we have in the ministry. And it's a very small cafe, but I like it. Our staff likes it, and so that's a good deal. And here's Charlie LeBlanc about trying to sneak off. Charlie and Jill have been leading the praise and worship for all of our Gospel Truth seminars, and now they are a part of our Charis Bible College.
One thing I do want to say is, you know, we met Andrew back in 1980, so we've known him for over 27 years. The teaching of the Word of God that we've sat under in the Andrew's ministry has really influenced our writing so much because, you know, we could just sing about our feelings and, oh, I don't feel good today, and Lord, help me, Lord, please help me. But feelings are part of God. God gave us feelings. They're all part of our makeup.
You know, music is such a powerful tool that God gave us. And when you unite music with worship of God Almighty, it's just a powerful thing. So when you just put a lot of emphasis on relating directly to Jesus and mix it with the Word of God and just communing with Him, it's powerful. It opens up all kinds of cool things for God to do in our lives.
Next year, August 2009, you're going to be opening up a school of music. And, man, we are excited. I got in on just the first song today, and it was really, really good. So,
we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, we sure appreciate you being here. Okay, so here we are headed up to our administration part of the ministry. This is Larry Hodge. He and his wife, Donna, came to our Bible school, but you are now our director of pastoral relations.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How long have you been with us?
About 4 years.
And I tell you, Larry is a good friend, and he's been doing a good job. And, you know, before Larry and Donna came to work for us, we would have maybe two or three pastors at one of our Gospel Truth seminars, and now we can have 50 or more. And it is making a big difference, and we're beginning to build relationships. And we support the local church. we are all for it. And sometimes these independent ministries like this get criticized as being loose cannons, but we're trying to build up the body of Christ, and that's what your job is. That's a good job.
It's a blessing.
Amen. And I tell you, Larry and Donna are a super blessing to us. All right, so let's move on, go this way. We've got our very own Steve Martin, and he does a lot of things, but he runs our convention and conferences for us. And how long have you been with us, Steve?
A year and a half right now.
And you are a blessing.
That's right.
And this job has been a little challenging to you, hasn't it?
I did learn quick, but I'm glad to be here because this is the greatest place on the planet. I work with good people.
I tell you what, he's exciting, and he is fun to work with. So we appreciate all that you do. And some of you might recognize Damon. It was his son, Jason, that was healed of that skin disease that you saw on our Healing Journeys DVD. And, of course, Damon was praying, and God showed him to pray over Jason's heart. And so that was a major miracle. And anyway, you came to the ministry and were actually, you took a decrease in pay to come and answer phones. And when David Hardesty first came and came into the ministry, before he started revamping everything, he thought it would be good to go into every department and see what was going on. And when he went into the phone center, he found Damon. And here was Damon with an accounting degree, or not a degree, but you had accounting background. And David decided to put him over our administration. And it's just been a super blessing. But boy, what a blessing you've been to the ministry. This is Donna Priest, and Donna is my personal assistant, also Jamie's personal assistant, and David Hardesty, and her husband, Stan, we met just a while ago. He's the one that runs our IT department, but Donna is the one that keeps me scheduled. That's quite a job right there. And Donna, you've been with us for, I heard, 19 years. I thought it was 16, but Stan said it's 19 years. Oh, that's right. So you were not working in the ministry the whole time.
Right.
But boy, Donna is a super blessing to me. I tell you what, we wouldn't get the ministry done without Donna. So she's a blessing. Sit Lolly is the one that's translating our books into Spanish. How many books have you done now?
I've done two and proofread all the ones we have previously.
So which books did you translate?
The War is Over.
Uh-huh.
One right here. And the Grace, the Power of the Gospel.
Hey, it's
really
two great books.
Yes, yeah, say it in Spanish.
Oh, La Gracia, el Poder del Evangelio, y La Guerra Ya Terminó.
Praise the Lord. Boy, we appreciate you. Without you, there's a lot of people that wouldn't be getting the word.
It's
so you,
a blessing to be here.
You're in full-time ministry.
I am. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And over here is Satoshi Yamamoto. And he is a graduate of our Bible college, and he went over to Russia and was a part of our Russia Bible College team for a period of time. Found him a wife in Russia, Anna. She now works back in our, production department. And Satoshi's the one that does all of these graphics, like here is a brand new cover that we're coming out with. Here's a calendar that we're beginning to put together. And Satoshi's the one that is doing the graphics. And I tell you, you are a super blessing, Satoshi. Let me just show you quickly that these are some of the copiers that we have. And we have another room with copiers in it like this also. And I'm not sure the exact volume, but I think they do around 1 million copies a month, maybe one every 2 months. And I don't remember now. I'm not familiar enough with the operation to know, but I know the very first copier that we got saved us thousands of dollars per month by doing it in-house rather than sending it out. And so I know that this reaches a lot of people. And here is Donna Leshner. And Donna is, you could tell them all of these facts. How many copies do we run on our copiers per month?
We've done, I think the largest number, Andrew, has been 1 million.
In 1 month?
In a month. We have really increased. And we're doing The War is Over now, which you're teaching on TV. So we've just really increased in doing a lot more books.
And so you're from what? Southern New York? Where's that accent from?
Alabama. And we get teased a lot out here.
Well, I tell you what, Southerners rule. Amen. Praise God. So let's move on here. Hey, Millie, we're headed to your department. We need you out here. We need you out here. Come on, Millie. She's been with us over 20 years. She doesn't care. Okay, so now we are beginning to head into our production area. And this room right here is about the size of our previous building before we moved into this 110,000 square foot facility. And so this one room alone is about the size of our other office building. So this was just a huge step for us. And as you can see, this is just a portion of it. We have storage out there, but this is where they process all of your orders. They duplicate the CDs. Let's go over here and show them some of this. This is Terry. You've been with the ministry how long, Terry?
5 years.
5 years, and you are a blessing. She is always upbeat and always got something good to say about Jesus. Amen. So this is where they process and produce everything. But here they are. This is Anna. I told you about Satoshi's wife, that he went to Russia and got him a wife. Here is our little Russian Anna. And this is where they duplicate all of the CDs in here and DVDs. And so this is where we put out our material. We get around 35,000 orders per month. And so that's a lot of materials. Millie has been with us for 21 years, I believe it is. She's our second longest employee. And Millie came to work as a volunteer and worked as a volunteer for a while without pay. And that's the kind of people that we have serving us. I mean, they're people that they see this as a ministry to the Lord and to you. And I tell you, these people are serving you, but they're serving God by serving you. And they're a tremendous blessing. Amen. Well, I hope that you enjoyed that little tour of our ministry. Of course, we only showed you a portion of our staff and the operation that we have here. We're going to continue this on our program again tomorrow on Christmas Day. But I am really excited about the people that God has brought together. That's one of the ways that I know that God has really raised me up to bring this nearly too good to be true gospel to the world, is because He has brought us some of the best people. And I think that it would be a blessing to you. I hope it's been a blessing to you today to be able to see them. Remember that our offices are closed today. We don't have anybody answering the phones. Of course, our website is always open. You can still go there. But there are no, our phone center is not open today nor tomorrow. But I pray that these programs have been a special blessing to you. We really do consider ourselves to be a family, and we thank you for being a part of this family that's reaching out and touching the world with the nearly too good to be true gospel.
We're so pleased that you've joined us for this special Christmas edition of Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack. Remember, in honor of the Christmas holiday, our helpline is closed today. But you can always go to our website, where you can order ministry materials online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. Or if you prefer, you can write us. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. We hope to hear from you today.
I want to give you a special invitation to join me on January the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd in Phoenix, Arizona. We have struck a deal with the Arizona Biltmore Resort. It's a four-diamond resort that starts, the normal room rates start from $300 and go up from there. And we've negotiated a price of $139 for this special New Year's celebration. They're going to give that price for 3 days before and 3 days after. So you can come and enjoy a vacation in a first-class resort, plus get the Word of God. Remember, it's our Phoenix, Arizona Gospel Truth Seminar, January 1st, 2nd, and 3rd in Phoenix, Arizona.
We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be at the Arizona Biltmore Resort in Phoenix for a Gospel Truth Seminar January 1st through the 3rd, and in Colorado Springs for the annual Charis Bible College Men's Advance February 5th through the 7th. He'll also be in Houston, Texas February 12th through the 14th, Atlanta, Georgia, March 5th through the 7th, and in Colorado Springs for the Charis Bible College weekend, March 12th through the 14th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net. Charis Bible College is housed in the Andrew Womack Ministries building. The school and ministry share the same vision, to change the way the body of Christ relates to God. People from all walks of life are attracted to the school for its powerful application of the Word of God and for the opportunity to participate in one of the most life-changing ministries in the world.
The TV program was great, but I just knew that I wanted to be in the Word 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
CBC instructors are accessible to the student body and committed to Andrew's methods for discipling tomorrow's leaders. That means classroom instruction and practical application always go hand in hand.
God is more concerned about using you than you are about God using you.
Regular daytime CBC classes are saturated with the Word of God. No one attends without seeing the Word produce radical changes in their lives.
And it's not just the 4 hours a day in school, but it's outside of the classroom too. And when we get to rehearse that and go over the things that we've been learning in class and different revelation that somebody's got, and it's just, I mean, it's almost 24 hours a day of being in the Word.
In this atmosphere of faith, lifelong friendships are formed that encourage and strengthen students long after graduation.
98% of these people here have done the same thing I've done for the same reasons, you know, because they want God and they want to know God better. And it was an immediate connection with about 200 people.
People at CBC are interested in you and interested in knowing each student and really go out of their way to meet and fellowship with all the different students, and they don't classify your age, but they want to fellowship with everybody.
Students who cannot attend morning classes can enroll in night school. Night school offers first-year curriculum and maximum flexibility with full and part-time options.
It's straight teaching. It's power-packed. It's an opportunity to know the instructors. You actually have a little bit more access to the instructors because it's a smaller group.
No matter how you choose to attend CBC, your experience will be unforgettable. CBC students find many practical ways to test what they're learning. Through personal friendships, volunteer work, or in CBC interaction groups, they put the Word of God into action in real-life situations. As they step out in faith, the Holy Spirit helps them discover their particular calling. Changing the way the body of Christ relates to God is a vision that will be achieved effortlessly through the lives of these CBC world changers.
Merry Christmas from Partner Relations and Publications Department. We love you guys. We thank you for all you do. And we appreciate all you've done to help this ministry reach people with the good news of Jesus Christ.
Oh, well, we love you. And this is what this all is for. It's all for you. And we just enjoy doing what we're doing. So we hope that you're blessed.
We're so blessed that you've given to Andrew's ministry. And we appreciate you, all our partners, our friends, and thank you for all you do at this ministry.
Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more Gospel Truth.